We've been hearing it for months now, pleas for the federal government to invest more in infrastructure to help fire up Australia's slowing economy. The superannuation sector also has billions of dollars to spend, which makes IFM investors' decision to buy the US oil pipeline company Buckeye Partners for $15 billion intriguing. It's a 10,000-kilometre pipeline network across Northern America. IFM's chief executive, Brett Himbry, has brushed off concerns that investing in that company ignores concerns about fossil fuel exposure, and he insists he wants to invest more in Australia. Mr. Himbry speaking here with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
The nation really does need to improve its current infrastructure and invest in new infrastructure. So, yeah, I think there is clearly an opportunity for us to invest more in Australia. And we'd love to collaborate more with both enterprises and, frankly, state and federal governments to use this massive asset, which is the Australian superannuation system, to invest more in the infrastructure needs of Australia.
So the Houston-based Buckeye would seem to be the perfect fit, given that it's hard to find a similar scaled project in Australia.
Well, it is a great addition to our portfolio, and more importantly, it is a great addition to working people's portfolio in this country because it provides good, stable returns to their superannuation funds here in Australia. But the prosperity of nations are also improving as a result of the investments that we're making as well as.
How difficult is life out there in the low rates world trying to find a decent return on investment?
This is probably the toughest investment environment that asset owners, you know, working people and their pension funds have faced in about 40 years. 25% of the government bonds on issue globally are in negative interest rate territory. That is remarkable. Geopolitics is incredibly concerning around the world. Regulation is intense. The level of trust that people have in institutions is low. So you put all those things together, it is one of the toughest investment environments that I and many people that have been in the industry for 35, 40 years have seen. Having said that, we're still opening up opportunities as evidenced by the Buckeye transaction.
The Reserve Bank's cash rate is now 0.75%. Do you see that cash rate going near zero?
That certainly appears to be the consensus, and we'd support that. Having said that, there is probably a need to add to monetary policy with greater focus on fiscal policy, including greater investment in infrastructure in this country for the benefit of the country and for the productivity that is much needed to support our GDP growth.
When you hear the Reserve Bank ask for more government stimulus and infrastructure spending, and you see the Prime Minister and Treasurer holding on to their surplus ambitions, do you just have to ignore the politics and find the best home for super money, even if it is overseas?
We definitely have to focus on policy. We have to be alert to the politics, of course, but focus on the policy.
And just on the surplus ambition, do you see it more as a political trophy, even though a slowing economy that so far avoided recession over 28 years might actually need stimulus soon when the Reserve Bank stops cutting rates?
Well, I think there's clearly an element of politics, as you say, to the surplus issue. At the same time, I think many people would rightfully argue that it's good economic management. Having said that, interest rates are at the lowest level ever, and the country needs to drive productivity growth.
Given the growing concerns about climate change and big regulators now factoring the risk into monetary policy decisions, is there anything that you won't invest in?
We have a very clear commitment to reducing emissions around the world. We believe that by buying assets and actively reducing the carbon emissions, not only will we reduce the long-term risks, but will enhance the enterprise value and therefore the returns to our investors. So yes, we're very focused on climate change because it's the right thing to do, but more importantly, it actually adds to investors' returns.
But how do you balance that with buying a big oil pipeline company? Are you concerned about the exposure to fossil fuels?
We actually have a business plan in place for Buckeye, and one of the components of that business plan will be to acknowledge the current carbon emissions of the Buckeye, but at the same time, over time, invest in that enterprise to grow the value, but also make it a cleaner and greener enterprise in total. We will do that as long-term responsible owners.
IFM Investors Chief Executive Brett Himbry speaking there with Peter Ryan.